All right, you know what? Let's cut the and get straight into it because I know exactly what you're thinking. What is the best AI business that you can start today that will actually make you money? And it's probably a question you've asked yourself a lot over the space of the last few months because let's face it, AI is everywhere. It is the word on everyone's lips right now. I mean, just go look at the stock market. It's the reason the economy is booming right now. And it's crazy because millionaires are being created every single week. And in fact, it's even been touted that AI will create the world's first billion-dollar one-person company. And by the way, I'm speaking from experience. Literally just a few days ago, I was in New York visiting the offices of one of my companies, Lyra, an AI software company where I'm the largest shareholder. Now, earlier this year, we recently raised $6 million at a $40 million valuation. And Lyra is just one example. I've invested in a number of other AI companies and we built several of our own in-house. And what this means is that I have front row seats to everything happening in this industry, from what's scaling to what's failing to what's quietly making people extremely rich. So in today's video, I'm gonna show you the three best AI businesses you can start without a single employee. So what does that actually mean? It means no team, no payroll, no extra stress, just AI tools, bulletproof systems, and seamless execution. Now, I'm not just gonna list three random business ideas and just leave you there. No, listen. I'm gonna break down each one using five key categories so that way you can make a calculated decision about which model fits you the best. Because listen, we're all different. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. And because of that, I wanna honestly give you the pros and cons of each model. Now, the first is general difficulty. How much skill is required for success? Then we're gonna look at time intensity, how much day-to-day work it actually takes. Third, we'll look at scalability, how big you can realistically grow it. Fourth is income potential, how much money it can make you. And fifth is stress level, how stressful are the actual day-to-day operations of running this AI business. And by the end of the video, you will have a clear plan to take advantage of this generational opportunity and stop watching other people make millions from the sidelines. Now, the first thing that you need to understand about making money is that it comes down to the value you create for someone. And there are a host of different ways in order to provide value and get paid in the process. For example, making someone more money is obviously valuable. Alternatively, saving someone time is also valuable. So if you're able to provide value in the form of making someone more money, they will be willing to compensate you accordingly. If you provide value in the form of saving time for someone, there's actually an indirect monetary benefit for them. By taking care of boring, repetitive tasks, they can reallocate that time to tasks that make them more money. And this is exactly what the first AI business we're discussing does. And that is the AI automation agency. An AI automation agency helps businesses save time and money by replacing necessary yet repetitive tasks with smart AI systems. I mean, think about all of the manual work that happens in most companies. Answering leads, sending follow-up emails, scheduling calls, updating spreadsheets. With automation tools, all of that can run on autopilot. As the agency owner, your job is to go into the business, find where they're wasting the most time, and install AI systems that can handle it automatically 24/7. Companies love this because it directly impacts their bottom line. They get more done with fewer people. Instead of the businesses needing a team of people to manually answer leads, follow up with leads, and schedule calls, you simply build a smart AI system that does all of this more efficiently and at a fraction of the cost. And I've personally seen the value of this in my own businesses. So I personally hire in-house AI automation specialists in all of my businesses, and I was able to grow the businesses without increasing the size of the teams, which in turn means more profit for the business. It allowed my core team to focus on tasks that actively grow the businesses instead of doing boring tasks that might be necessary, but aren't an efficient use of their time. This is an AI business that can definitely print money because the demand definitely exists, but there are some things that you do need to consider about this business model. The general difficulty is hard. And the reason I say this is because you will need to learn how to build and implement these systems using an extensive software stack. You will need to learn how to use automation tools like Zapier or Make and understand each client's software stack in the process. You're also gonna need an understanding of CRM platforms like HubSpot, Close, and Salesforce, communication platforms like Slack and Microsoft Teams. And then once you understand the software stack and the automation side, many AI automation agencies piece it all together by building custom AI chatbots, another skill that is difficult if you don't come from a software development background. Time intensity, high. And the reason I say this is because each business is different and requires a unique setup. You're gonna spend time auditing processes, configuring tools, handling revisions, and maintaining broken automations. It usually isn't a one and done build out, so you effectively work with companies long term. Scalability? Moderate. You see, the fact that AI automation agencies don't work on a project basis and they actually work on a retainer basis actually impacts scalability. With more clients comes more work. So when you run out of capacity personally, you become forced to hire in order to scale. Because your team needs to have technical expertise, these aren't cheap hires. So from a scalability standpoint, I'm gonna give it a moderate. I think it's pretty clear that AI automation is pretty technical, but you will be rewarded for that. Businesses are willing to spend on the service. And that is exactly why the income potential is high. Depending on size and scope of work, clients can justify $3,000 to $10,000 a month retainers. Margins are high if you automate delivery, but expensive hires when you really start scaling will eat into some of these margins. Now, let's talk about stress levels. And for this, I'm gonna give it a high. As much as it's a great business model for those who have a love for tech, it can be a headache because businesses rely on the systems you build. So if anything breaks, you need to be on call to fix it as soon as possible. This makes the daily operations very stressful in comparison to many other business models because what you're creating and managing is a core part of these businesses' infrastructure. So it's not something that they take lightly. And if something breaks, you're on the line for it. So with all of that being said, an AI automation agency is the perfect business model for anyone with a very strong background in software development, but I wouldn't recommend this business model to beginners. So as I said, if you're tech savvy or if you understand software development, and if you're a wizard and a genius with that stuff, this is the perfect business for you. If you're not, well, then you may want to consider one of the other two that I'm about to share. You see, this next AI business model is for the creatives, and that is an AI content agency. The world has woken up to the power of content and the ability it has to increase the reach a business has, especially short form content. The algorithms on platforms such as Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts are extremely good at pushing niche content to an audience that is interested in that topic. And this is very valuable to a business because the people who are seeing that content are the same people who will buy from them in the future. The problem is that for short form content to achieve the desired result for business, it needs to be made at a large scale. And most businesses don't have the skills or resources to make short form content at the scale and quality required. And that is where an AI content agency comes in. An AI content agency uses specialized AI tools to take long form content businesses have, such as podcasts, webinars, and long form YouTube videos, that they then clip up into viral short form clips. Now, bear in mind, this is gonna require some editing skills to increase the quality, but there are a number of specific AI tools that can accelerate the clipping process. Once you have your clips ready for posting, simply upload them to a scheduling software and the clips will automatically be posted on the client's social platforms. This is traditionally what an AI content agency is responsible for, but with how quickly AI content is developing, there's an opportunity for AI content agencies to increase their scope of services. An example of that would be using tools like Higgsfield to create ultra-realistic thumbnails for creators. So there is definitely a demand for AI content agency services, but let's break it down using the five categories. General difficulty, moderate. The skills required are much lower than in an AI automation agency, and the AI tools will do a lot of the work for you. The skills that will really set you apart is your ability to understand content and your ability to predict what will work and what won't. Time intensity, we're gonna give it a moderate. And the reason I say that is because the AI tools will make the bulk of the process relatively quick, but the time-consuming part will be the quality control, revisions, posting scheduling, as well as feedback loops with your clients. Scalability, gonna give it a moderate. A lot of moderates for this business model, but nonetheless, still a very interesting business model. You see, I was tempted to say that the scalability is low, but with the new AI tools available, I've actually bumped it to a moderate. You're gonna be able to grow to the $10,000 a month mark by using content templates as well as SOPs, but eventually there's gonna be a need to increase your team and you will ultimately be hindered by human bottlenecks. So the only way to deal with this volume will be to hire a team, which in turn is gonna hurt profit margins and eventually lead to diminishing returns. Now, if we're talking about income potential, it gets a moderate. The income potential is gonna be pretty consistent around $2,000 to $5,000 per client, but the big thing is your output. This is gonna dictate the amount that you can charge in most cases. The biggest problem is that margins are gonna decrease as you scale with the team, meaning there's eventually gonna be a cap. Stress level is moderate. The stress involved is definitely lower than running a business's AI automation, but clients can be a bit difficult when it comes to content. You see, everyone thinks that they're an expert, so some clients will ask for multiple revisions, so I would say it has a moderate stress level because the urgency aspect is lower than automations. AI content services are really easy to sell because of the importance placed on content to extend businesses' reach in the current business climate, making this model a great option for creative-minded entrepreneurs. So all across the board, it's just generally a good business model. Not great, not the best, but just a consistent and solid model. And that's why the two business models that I've talked about are great, but they fall under the traditional agency structure. You save businesses time and resources, and they pay you in return. The third business model, on the other hand, and my personal favorite, doesn't require any sales at all. Because instead of traditional sales, you're not selling anyone, instead you're creating partnerships. And that's super cool about this business model. You don't actually need to sell, ever. And you're not working with a bunch of different clients and lost spinning plates. No, you're far more focused, and instead you're focused on just forming partnerships. And what this business model is AI shadow operating. The first two business models that I showed you today are good options, but they're both geared towards people with a particular set of skills, even with the AI doing some of the heavy lifting for you. AI shadow operating, on the other hand, is a business model almost anyone can take advantage of, and I'm gonna show you the true potential of this AI business model in just a second. But before I do, let me show you how this business model actually works. There are millions of micro creators on platforms like Instagram and TikTok. I'm not talking about people with millions of followers. I'm talking about creators with 10 to 50,000 followers. And these micro creators have some of the most engaged and impactful followings. Their audience is begging to buy something from them other than some small affiliate promotions they do for other companies, but they just don't have anything to sell. And to be entirely honest, just so you can get in the mind of some of these small creators, they haven't even thought about monetizing their audience. They are creators for a reason. They love making content. They love being in front of the camera. They're creators for a reason, okay? These creators are usually creative-minded individuals who don't really have an interest in the operational side of running a business. They don't want to think about that. So, I have some pretty good news for you if you don't want to be an internet celebrity or a dancing monkey on camera. This is a perfect situation for you because the fact that micro creators aren't interested in the business side of the operations opens up a door of opportunity. You can come in and focus on the part of the operation that they don't want to focus on, the monetization side. Now you might be thinking, oh, all of this sounds great, but if they don't have anything to sell, how are you gonna help them monetize? Well, just look around you at pretty much everyone online. All three of these creators and most of the creators you see online have made a large portion, if not majority of their wealth, selling a digital product or a coaching offer or an info offer in one form or the other. These are all examples of info or coaching offers. And by the way, myself included, I've made over 9 figures from digital products. And for those that don't know, I'm co-owner in a platform called WAP, where our users have generated over $170 million in the last 30 days on our platform. When you actually dig around and you see the way that people make their money online these days, it's by selling digital products, info, coaching. That's how these creators monetize, but they have to be in the spotlight. Whereas you can be in the shadows. As I said, this is how all the big creators are doing it. So all you need to do is apply the same principles to micro creators. Your job as a shadow operator is to help them launch a digital product of their choice. So whether that's coaching, courses, info, anything in that domain, anything that is online informational, because they're creators, okay? They're experts in specific things. That's why they have an audience in the first place. That content creator that has 35,000 followers and all they talk about is just a carnivore diet, or all they talk about is pickleball. They built that audience for a reason. Their audience sees them as someone that they'd like to learn from or get some tips from or get some advice from. Just so you understand, as a shadow operator, your job isn't to create the digital product for them. They already have the expertise and the creativity to create the product themselves. As a shadow operator, your job is to find creators who have this exact problem, present the idea of the digital products in the same way I presented it to you, locking in the partnership. Then, with the help of AI, you manage the full launch strategy and back-end operations. The micro creator brings the attention and the expertise. You bring the monetization system in the form of a launch strategy. The best part is, you don't need to be a master copywriter or a marketing genius. You don't even need any knowledge of the topic of the digital product that the creator launches. There are ultra specialized AI tools that will do all the heavy lifting for you. These AI tools will create the full launch strategy and all the marketing assets, the landing pages, the copy, the conversion video scripts, etc. The creator simply creates the product or the offer, and you take care of launching it to the audience that they already have while making sure the systems are in place to convert eyeballs into buyers. Remember what I said earlier. There is no sale. It is a partnership. You don't have to convince the creator to pay you. You just present the opportunity and you form a partnership where you get a percentage of every sale made. So, to show you the real potential of this business model, let's take a look at a realistic example of a partnership. Imagine that you strike up a partnership with a creator with 50,000 followers. Now, upon partnering up, you agree on a 70-30 revenue split. So you get 30% of every sale. You launch a product for your creator and you make 100 sales at a $500 price point. So that's 100 units times $500, that's $50,000 earned. And if that sounds crazy, well, let's just do the math, okay? 100 sales from a creator who has 50,000 followers means that 99.8% of their audience could ignore it and you would still make $50,000 in sales. So that means 99.8% of their audience could look at it and go, you know what, I'm ignoring this, I don't want this. And you would still make $50,000. So as you can see, I'm keeping the numbers conservative for the sake of this example, and the numbers are still insane. And because of the agreement that you have in place, you're entitled to 30% of that 50,000. So you, my friend, make $15,000. That is $15,000 in your pocket just from the initial launch. Remember, you get paid 30% of every sale as long as the product is live. So even if after the initial launch week, you then go on to only make 50 sales per month going forward, you would still get paid $7,500 per month for doing practically no work. And hopefully at this point, you're starting to understand why this is my favorite AI business model, but let's break it down using the five categories. General difficulty, because of the AI tools, is low. As I said, you don't require any technical skills like the two models I previously discussed. You also don't need to have any sales skills because you are just offering creators an opportunity to make money. You're not asking them to pay. And this is very important. With some of these other business models, you have to go there and ask someone, hey, can you give me money every single month? And by the way, that's why we're not going to creators with millions of followers. We're going to micro creators who haven't gone to the point they've monetized yet, but they have the most monetizable audience. They have the most engaged audience that loves them and has the most personal relationship with them. So you help them monetize and you're not selling them. You're actually opening up a new income stream for them and just taking a percentage on the back end. And by the way, I want to be very honest with you. You see, 2 years ago, the general difficulty of this business model wasn't low, if I'm being honest with you. And I was very outspoken about this, okay? That 2 years ago, this wasn't a beginner-friendly business model, but that was before these AI tools existed. I mean, to be honest, even in 2024, this was too difficult. This is really only something that's been possible in the last year or so. And I mean that specifically for beginners. Because of these AI tools, you don't have to spend 7 years becoming a genius marketer. You just use the specialized AI tools and you're good to go. From a delivery point of view, all you need to do is manage the creator during the product creation process, which is so easy because they have so much to gain. And then once the product is ready, the AI creates the full launch strategy for you. We're talking about the marketing strategy, all the launch copy, word for word, for the creator to use when promoting the product, as well as the landing page where the audience pays. As I said, there are ultra specialized AI tools that will do all of that for you. The only thing that the AI won't do for you is to upload everything to WAP and set up the revenue split system on WAP so that way you and the creator can get your agreed upon cut of each sale instantly. Now, just so you guys understand, this is something I've been pushing heavily for the last few months, because when I do some digging and I see all of these creators out there, I realize behind the scenes, there's a person in the shadows who's actually making majority of the money and they're running their businesses. Of course, as a co-owner in WAP, I know that some of the biggest people that use our platforms, they're the creators, but they actually have a shadow operator in the background. And let's not even say the biggest people, even a lot of the new up and coming people making very good money, you know, these micro creators, when we're getting them set up on WAP, we're not speaking to the creator, we're speaking to their shadow operator. And that's why a few months ago, I was like, well, listen, let's make it super easy for these shadow operators. In that case, if you use any other platform, the creator is gonna make the money, it's gonna hit their bank account, and then they have to pay you. And by the way, that's fine. That's why you have agreements in place and all that's great. You know, you have a partnership with the creator, but how much nicer would it be if $100 came in and you automatically got your 30, they got their 70? Because psychologically, it's kind of like taxes. When you're a business owner or self-employed or whatever, when you receive that money, that tax money was never yours. You're holding on to it, but it's almost a little bit more painful when you then have to return it. Whereas if it's automatically routed to the government, for example, when you're employed by an employer, you almost don't think about it. It makes it less painful. And that is why I've been rushing our dev team in order to push this out on WAP. So for anyone who wants to get into shadow operating or is currently a shadow operator, there's no better platform than WAP. And I know that I'm biased because I'm a co-owner in the business, but like, honestly, this revenue split feature is a dream. Now, when it comes to time intensity, low. And the reason is because the creator is responsible for creating the product, and the AI tools actually do 95% of the tasks that you are responsible for on your behalf. The cool thing with this, because these aren't clients, these are partnerships, scalability is super high. Because time intensity is so low, scalability is extremely high. You don't have daily deliverables on an ongoing basis, but you continue to get paid from previous partnerships. This means that every new creator just adds to your partnership portfolio and continues to increase your monthly profit without any significant increase in your work. And by the way, I know so many shadow operators are using WAP, like a lot. Obviously, I'm not gonna air out their business because it's not my place to. And as a co-owner in WAP, of course, I keep ultimate discretion with all of our users. But what I will say is that I know many shadow operators that make over $1 million a month. A month. So in the last year or so, I've seen a lot of people have a lot of success with this business model. And I'm sure as you can understand, the income potential is high. You see, the income potential is basically unlimited. The more experience you gain, the easier it becomes to partner with bigger creators. And I'll be honest, as a beginner, are you gonna sit here and all of a sudden make $500,000 a month or $1 million a month like some of the shadow operators I know? Of course not. And that's actually what's very cool about this business model. You can kind of keep in beginner land or you can take it to massive, massive earning potential. So don't set your expectations that on year one, you're gonna become a multi-millionaire. That's probably not gonna happen, like realistically. Like if I'm just being honest with you. But in terms of like replacing whatever your job is making and doing that relatively quickly, of course not overnight, but in terms of what you can do with other business models, it's very achievable. And then from there, you can work your way up. You can decide, okay, am I gonna take it further and really tap into the income potential of this business model? Or do I just wanna have it as sort of a side hustle thing? You see, the fact that you can scale with minimal additional work means there isn't a cap on the number of partnerships that you could have in your portfolio. Stress level is low. As low as it can be in any business. Of course, there's no such thing as click a button, no stress, only income. Like guys, every side hustle, every venture has a level of stress, but I just mean compared to other models. And the reason why is because there's no need for a big team. Remember, a lot of the experts are saying there's gonna be one person, $1 billion companies. Because you have all these specialized AI tools, there's no need for a massive team. There's also no hard deadlines. You see, if you're coming into like a hyper optimized business, they're paying you a monthly fee. So there's a lot of pressure. I think that's the other thing as well. When someone's paying you a monthly fee, there's a pressure because they're like, I'm paying you every single month and you need to be doing something. Whereas because this is a partnership, you can take it faster if you want, or you can take it slower to launch if you want. And also there's no super techie custom tech build outs and all that stuff. I'll be honest with you, the only headache that you might encounter is needing to push the creators to get their side of the work done. But if they're bought into the opportunity, this usually isn't an issue. So just in full transparency, I also wanna be honest with you, the only issue that ever comes about is, I'll be honest, some creators are a little lazy, but if you help them truly understand the business model and the potential of what can be made, well then they're super hardworking. But this happens maybe in 5% of the cases where you have a creator where they're just a little slower than you would like in order to roll some of the things out. So with that being said, in 2026, AI shadow operating is the model that I'm really bullish on right now, and for good reason. So in today's video, I wanted to introduce AI shadow operating and give some alternative options for those of you that love the software or maybe the creative side of things. So you would rather go with one of the other two models. But guys, I'm just scratching the surface here. So if you want me to prepare an AI shadow operating ultimate guide, let me know in the comments. Give me some feedback, give me some support. When I create these ultimate guides, it literally takes me a full day to prepare not only what I have in my brain to get that in text format, but then also format it. Sometimes I put in slide format. Sometimes I do a visual presentation on my iPad. But point is, it takes me a lot of time. But if enough of you are interested, I will create a step-by-step video showing you exactly how you can become a shadow operator. Regardless of what path you choose, make sure that you're taking advantage of the AI revolution. Remember, AI will not make you rich on its own. You need to understand this and remember this. But if you learn how to combine it with a business model that provides real value, it will change your life. And with that being said, as always, I'm watching from afar and I'm rooting for you.